A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 30th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanga Nyahuye.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about fuel price increases as President Emmerson Mnangagwa prepares to present the State of the Nation address.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And you can also reach us on the internet if you want to listen to our English, www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the economic situation in Zimbabwe.
And as Zimbabwe today increased the fuel prices amid an economic crisis that is forcing many people to live from hand to mouth. The Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority increased the price of petroleum from $11.55 to $11.76. It also increased the price of diesel from $12.08 to $12.42.
Many people fear that the fuel price increases will result in the instant price increases of basic goods that will make it more difficult for them to buy goods like bread and others. Fuel prices have been going up almost on a weekly basis in Zimbabwe due to the declining value of the local currency.
All this comes at a time when President Emmerson Mnangagwa is set to present the State of the Nation address tomorrow. MDC members of Parliament of the MDC led by Nelson Chamisa gave Mnangagwa a torrid time in the last State of the Nation address. The party says Mnangagwa is not the legitimate president of Zimbabwe.
Namhlanje ku VOA Studio 7 Live Talk sixoxa ke ngokuthi ke umthelo wefuel usukhuphuliwe futhi nguhulumende weZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke iprice ye petrol ikhuphulwe kusukela ku $11.55 yaya ku $11.76. Kuba sokusiba ke idiesel isuka ku $12.08 yaya ku $12.42. Abantu abaningi bayisaba ukuthi njengoba khona kusokwenzakele sokuyaphinda njalo emhlolweni ukuthi ke amafutha ezimota amafutha lokunye okutshiyeneyo kunokokupheka ezindlini kukhuphuke njalo nje. So siyabona ukuthi abantu abaningi bathi bathwele nzima kwamanje ngokuthenga impahla etshiyeneyo. Sikhuluma nje kusasa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukuthi uyakwethula lokho kubizwa kuthiwa i-State of the Nation address. Siyakhumbula eyanyakenye ukhanya abazali babe mhloza sibili ekwenze khonokho njalo abanye ke abazange behambe ku-State of the Nation address abe-MDC besithi phela umongameli lo bathi kayisuye wakhethwa ngemfanelo kwele Zimbabwe. Ye, so sixoxele ngalokhu sicela ukuthi nxa lisilandela ke kukhasi lethu le-VOA Indebele lifake ke khonapho ke inombolo zenu ukuze silifonele njalo laku-VOA Shona kuzobuya le-VOA Studio 7 lifake ke imlayezelo yenu njalo lifakele inombolo zenu salifonela khona manje. Siyabonga.
Aiwa, kunewo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzaiwo pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Nasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika apo nasi taona mutengo wemafuta uchikwira. Taona mutengo wepeturu uchikwira, mutengo wedizeri uchikwira. Uyezve mangwana mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vari kutarisirwa ivo kunge vari kuita State of the Nation address mangwana ekutarisa vachitaura kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyika. Tiri kunzwa zvakare kuti vadare veMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa pari zvino vari kuti ivo pane zvavari kuda kuona kuti vangaita sei mangwana sezvo vasiri kufara nemafambiro ari kuita zvinhu munyika. Saka kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai uyezve kune avo vachangobva kuona kuti ona ipo pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona tinokukwazisai. Kana muchida kuti titaure nemi pachirongwa nyorai nhamba dzenyu makanyora zvakare macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tikwanise kunge tichikurukura nemi. Tembi Maravanyika ari kuti kuti evening studio 7 munoda wafa muchanyo akuti maswera sei zvenyu vana Sisimavi Courtney Mepi Courtney top fan yedu arikuti happy birthday Sisimavi mavakuva varirawo kusvika pamangani handizosviki pazana asi aiwa tinotenda mwari tinokutendai top fan yedu Austin Zapasi arikuti tichachova mabhasikoro gwendo guno hanzi nekukwira kuri kuita peturu nedizili gwendo guno tichachova mabhasikoro Johannes Kosa Masowe ari pano arikuti kwazisa Patricia Sibanda Burawa arikuti maswera seiko vakoma mavhi na mkoma wande havapo asi ndina mkoma Gibbs ipo pano saka
I think I'm happy that I'm looking like wande
I don't know yeah. Hanzi happy birthday vakoma aiwa tinokutenda Simeon Banda so, hanzi Maneru pa studio 7 munoda wafa muchanyo arikuti happy birthday sister Marvelous wishing you many more years to come aiwa tinotenda Gibbs.
We've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Michael Ndiweni. He's an independent political and economic commentator. He's based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndiweni, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yes, so can you give us your take on the fuel increases today?
Yeah, there's a crisis. So right now, I am at one of the pickup points. And these guys have increased in fares to $4 as I speak right now.
Mm-hmm.
So people are getting stranded. If you're prepared for a $2 trip, now you need to look for another $2. So it's really bad. I mean, it's really bad.
So now, looking at the situation as you are describing it right now, how difficult is all this when these fuel increases are going up every Monday?
I, like I said, it's difficult because I think it's not only the fuel, even price of basic commodities are skyrocketing every day. And what does that mean to a person? People will not eat. I'll just use words like people are now eating like dogs. They have one meal. The dogs that we keep sometimes, we feed them once a day. I think we're now likened to dogs. I mean, very, very painful situation that people are going through right now. And seemingly these prices are going up almost every week. Every week they are just going to fuel. And people are being thrown to poverty almost every day.
Yeah,
so it's really a very, very, very painful situation.
Yeah, ngasikhangela ngesindebele sibili ngasikhangela kunapho lapho khona baba ndiweni sizokuthwa kade umelo kade umchova akusitshethe umchova buyimalini njalo kono ukuthi kukhuphuke intengo yamafuta ezimota kuaffecte kangalani khona.
Yeah, abantu abanye sebesandile lapho ngathi abantu ade buya besibagada ama-$2 betshela ama-$4 ngenkathi esinesemchoveni ngapha benginile nje ngizomkhathi omunye umuntu okade siyakunye indawo afike wathi wafuna $4 nxa engafuni uyasale emile nxa engafuni usale emile abantu abasela choice kumele bathi imali bangezelele bagade kodwa kusho ukuthi abantu lokhu bejikelwa ebunzimeni usebesidla nzima ngoba angela ukuthi intengo ayikhweli kuphela kufile ikhwela le kudla okuthenga ezitolo so kunzima kakhulu Gibbs ebantwini xa sikhuluma nje kuyo.
Ye, siyakuza kakhulu-ke ngithemba ukuthi uMavela sengxa ufuna ukukhuluma lawe kodwa kufana
tiri kunzwa muri kutaura imi kuti pamuri ipapo matowana mitengo yemichovha ichikwira titsananguroiwo kuti zviri kufamba sei.
Which language can I call him?
Yeah, I think he's not comfortable with one.
Oh, okay, no, that's fine. So let me read some of the comments. Courtney, maybe Courtney, Arusi, please, and if one rei, Kolomani Masaka, Arusi, Murisei, because it's my very watiri wadi. Fraser, Chicks, Nathan, Arusi, good evening, fellows all around the globe. I'm watching you live all the way from Johannesburg. Backup, Michael Wesa, Arusi, happy birthday, Tetevangu, Mavi, I watinotenda. And Rukona, Auntie Hilda Nkomo, Varkshindi Fonere, Varkshindi, happy birthday, my dear, my number is Novavesa number. Jesene code number, yawo I watch Jack Fonere, kuti mupinde mchirongwa. Kuna wachango vakupinda mchirongwa, tributari sa isu nekukwira kurukura mba kuchita mitengo, ye peturu ne diziri. Vangu Varkshema chema parijino vashitoti, kwa Varku gara ikoko, apovayeza kutifachienda kumusha, kana kudzimba kwa wanasi, vachivaku, kubasa, vava wawon kwa yewo michova, ya kwira. kupera. Saka uyai pachirongwa tichione sana kuti muri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi uyezve mangwana tiri kutarisira kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachange vari kutaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvino munyika. Saka pindai muchirongwa tione sane.
So now, Mr. Ndweni, tell us a bit about the state of the national dress. Does it have any impact in terms of Zimbabweans' lives? You know, like you as an individual, what will it mean tomorrow?
Yeah, the state of the national dress, for me, I am not expecting any surprises. Why I say so, because I think we've been so good in rhetoric than action. So my thinking is that nothing new will be said, but there will be a lip service on corruption, lip service on reviving the health sector, lip service on dealing with the energy crisis, and even lip service on fuel, and so it will be promises after promise, but I think we take action, because for me, really, it's almost a year after elections now. Actually, it's a year and a few months after elections. We should be seeing meaningful, concrete action from government. But this government has been promising, and people are falling into poverty. Every day, people are thrown into poverty. So for me, really, I'm not expecting any surprises from the sauna. So for me, it would be just the usual routine event that will come and pass.
No,
I think we could have done drastic, action if we're serious about dealing with the economy. But I think as things stand right now, you see people are really suffering.
Yes, okay. Hold on there. I know that you wanted to be here for only 10 minutes. We'll take a caller and come back to you very shortly.
Okay.
Hello, Mkoma.
Hey, Magadisi Zimave.
Tiri wadi, tukutawana nani uyezwe murikupi?
Na Mkoma Patsoni, Zimbabwe, mashonana zaendela kubindura.
Kwa kadi kubindura uku?
Bindura kuri nani, naamo chetu.
Ai, watawarai tinzwe Mkoma. Kwa kamira seipanya iyo iye kukwira kwe mafuta nezvimwe.
Isusu kuno kufio ita $13 papamba. Papamba pasha hapana patiri kita 13 yambe ngeri pongwa di hiviki lefaya pera. Saka hiri kutuwa nika makoronyera. Makoronye machiri kita $85 5 liters. Saka uona kuti nyezunda kutawa zentunga mire nika mamwana asishandi. Because hapana saka hindi ya tikato saka papaya kuku wakadri sa msina wano waifa na wapa vichemu wakabude wa sotu watawuri. Saka atina zvichemu atina nyanga kwaso kutaura bozi nyanga ndikutaura ndekuti takafamba zvakanaka takatambira zvakanaka ndozvaunofanira kuti kukwanisa kutaura iyo vachitinyepera tiri kuno zvedu tiri kutamba nhamo zvisiita mubhumira mushe zvekuti zvanga zvaakuda kuti vana vezimbabwe tibatane chinodziondoka inotoparadza vanozosarawo vantu vanogarika saka isu takaramba takasingoti aiwa zvichanaka mwari haana paachasikuburuka achisikunomira apa achitidawa zvekununura andotinunura mukunge isusu tabata
saka zvinhu zvakadai
isusu tega tizive panomira timbosiya nezvemapato nekuti zvemapato tounyatsozoti hazvichashanda muzimbabwe chaangodiwa ndechotoisise musoro pamwe nokuti ndisiri kufanidzara ivo vachingotaura zvavozvarikwa chitaura teshekwadziva kuno kumusha uno kozva vafanire kumusha unoku hatina kubve taivhotera zvamutei takatoshandiswa kuti mavhotesayenge yakushedzira angabva kupi saka tonetsa matunhu esari kuno hatina kuivhotera tatoneta naye nekunyeperwa
saka pari zvino
zvakawanda zvinotorwadziwa zvekuti tareke pamunomboshedza vamwe vanenge chitaura ara Joseph Chuma akatafadzwa mugwada tinototiita hasha zvodai takasangana parodhika kashindi kumashindisa kuna vanhu vedu tinovakupfunza zveshuwa nehasha dzatinazo
kutombotarira zvinhu muzvitoro
kuti idzo nyika dzekunze idzi hadzikwanisiwo here kugosa mutongo inga dzimwe nyika tinonzwa chidzi vanhu vapuwa mutongo vazotongwa neinternational criminal court inyaya dzekuabvisa vanhu but koye zimbabwe yakazonyanya kuti inyaya vanhu vanotyisa zvakadii zvekuti vangabva vatoregerwa kudaro
kutombotarira kukwira kwezvinhu muzvitoro zvakamira sei pari zvino zvichiteera kukwira kwaita mafuta
bhare sipo ri kuita $20 kana ndisingakanganise mafuta ari pa$45 2 liters kana ndisingakanganise shuga iri kuita $27 saka moona kuti unotengei unongochisenzera mari kg yenyama iri kuita $40 unengeonewana 4 kana 5 mutenga nyama yemari hapana chaunotenga munyama yatakungorarama nematemba ari kupimwa mukagaba keyo kugadika nzi ukaziya ndiwo ari kari kupimwa kukaye karikuta $6 saka upenyu hwacho ndinenge ndichitambira mari pazuva
kupane vamwe vari kutaura nyaya
yeikonetiaichada mwari zaungoda kudecide
ehe iko cash pari zvino iri kushanda here kwamuri ikoko tambonzwa kwapapa nekutaura kwakawanda nhasi
pamusoro pekuseenza maikokeshaakuti 40% chindavatenga chega chega 40%
aiwa tinokutenda yanzvadzi
saka hamene hatiza kurarama kwachinawo hamene geti kuzoziona but zvaukungoda kuti tingoita ziri kutiote dzimwe nyika sautongoti dai nyika dzekunzisa tibatsira nekumboranga varuma vaziva kuti havatonge vege kuna umwe anotongawo
aiwa tinokutenda yanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka
wadi pane vanangofarirawo mbichana pamasecond
anyaya
yekuti zvirango zvavanotitembera kwatiri aiti zvirango isusu hatogara zvedu kumusha hatina kufunda asi zvirango zvavanotaura izvi zvakazvitageti nesanction hazvina kuti zimbabwe zvine matageti evanhu kuda kuti munhu ane sanction akamiswa basa nyika ende mbere ingana mugamba wakadzingwa rakasungurira kwana masanction vanenge zimbabwe yakaramba ichirana ko ivo vanhu vacho vamasanction zavabvise kana vani vari kurai nyika hakuna vamwerana vakafunda vakwanisa kupinda mabasa iroro
aiwa tinotenda hanzvadzi mabva mati gagaga muve nezuva rakanaka Gibbs, we're hearing there our caller is saying that he's very upset, he's in Bindura, but he says where he is actually petrol is going up to $13 and he says people have now resorted to just having like ration, you know, like matemba. I'm not sure what matemba is called, you know, the little fish.
Yeah, it's matemba even.
Yeah, matemba. He's saying that people are buying in a little can, like a yogurt can. So he's saying he just feels like tomorrow the state of the nation, the president will just pay lip service, like what our guest was saying, because he says he doesn't see anything coming out of whatever it is that the president is planning to say tomorrow.
And he was saying that a 5 liter of fuel is $85, right?
On the black market. Yes. So, you know, very... Yeah. I don't know how people are coping, Gibbs, you know.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
So let's bid farewell to Mr. Michael Ndiweni. Mr. Michael Ndiweni, 30 seconds. Can you say your last word, sir?
Thanks, Gibbs. My prayer is that a miracle could happen tomorrow. Maybe the president says something that, and then there's action the next hour. That's what I'm praying for. But from what we've seen, I'm not hopeful, but I just pray that something drastic happens tomorrow that we deal with people that are faced by citizens of this country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndiweni, and have a nice day. So I think we've got Hilda Nkomo.
Yeah, regate tore. Auntie Hilda Nkomo, tunokuchingamidzai. Hello? Auntie Hilda Nkomo?
Hello?
Ehe, taura yenyu tinzwe.
I'm so stressed up this month. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. It comes at a very stressful time for everybody at the moment.
It's so stressful. I'm here overseas in the UK. But my problem is, when we are facing the situation in Zimbabwe, it's so challenging. At the moment, the fuel is going up every day. Food, all basics are going up. How are the people surviving, yet they are underpaid? No one is getting $1,000 of those bond notes a month. And I don't know how they sacrifice, how they survive with families, no matter a family or no family. And after all, most of the people in Zimbabwe, they are renting. And I heard, you know, when people are just saying their things, the gossiping, they come to make the truth. People are paying now, most of the lenders, they are asking for U.S. dollars. And the government is saying they don't want U.S. dollars in the country. And people are still struggling, you know. I don't blame anyone now, like the country has got three quarters of the population. How are they going to survive? We can blame them, but, you know, this country has pushed us, all the nations, to do things which are not necessary. And I heard that the president is going to have a speech tomorrow. If it was me, the only thing he was going to do is just to face the reality, just to say, I'm offering my resignation. Because now it's really tough. I don't think he's going anywhere. From year 2017 up to today, he's still walking, traveling all over the world, but he's not bringing anything. The basket is being brought empty.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Aiwa, mashoko makukutu, anti uda mongoti gaga, neshona mozo, tawara na Gibson nesindevele.
All right. Ninja ni mkoma Gibson.
Yes, ya pila wakulu ye mama. Akuchu kutuwe nubwana njano kwenza gala kuna wale Zimbabwe.
Napa wenza gala Zimbabwe kusisubu shungu. Kia kakalisa, uya kwa zikuti na singa hapa kia sebenza. Kia badala, okufaneleyo, okwenelengo, okusebenzele. But ungakhangela thina esilembule eZimbabwe, abazali, ama-extended families, abanye abantwana khona ngale. Imali ibazuza ukudla during the month. Imali zakhona vele azikhulumeki ngoba konke okudliwayo nxa ufuna isinkwa kathe sibathi $10, $11 somewhere. Ichukela yonke into amafutha konke inyama kathesi ma ufuna isitheko ikilo it's about 28 to 29. Uyabule malini eyokuthi wanelesi ukuthi uenele ukuthi abantu badle kumbe ube nabantu bemzini uzabazondela noma utho uthi angikho enjiwe ngoba kunzima.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu
sibhedlela kathesi ngibe ngikhangela kwenye documentary. Abantu bayakhala ezibhedlela bayafa, akula mali, imali ezibizwayo azikwaniseki. Mina ubaba wami ngikhuluma nje okwami engikubonileyo not okokutshelwa, ngibe ngise Harare hospital, ubaba wami egula. Every tablet, everything, ama-drips konke sibe sikuthenga ngemali. Baza kutshela ukuthi kabahambe kuscan, iscan ingathatha kuyathiwa badalani i-disk yakhona kumele iyeplayo somewhere not in the hospital.
Yes, I was on Domendala, Spokanga Kulumba Gulaman to one name, as we can get Mama. Bye bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. So we've got Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent political commentator, and Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU PF member. We'll start with you, Mr. Joseph Chuma. We see that fuel prices have been going up every week. In 1 minute, what can you say about that, Mr. Chuma?
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
Thank you so much.
Yes, what we're not putting into perspective is the issue of our moving away from the US dollar to our local currency, the Zim dollar. So we're still under a play of realignment of the rate itself. Mm-hmm. As we know, it once ballooned to over 1:23, almost 1:25, and then because of the freezing of accounts, it came down to about 1:17, 1:16, and now this echo case thing, it might even go a bit further down. But what we need to realize is that when we say the fuel price has gone up, we're saying it's gone up to probably say $12 or $11 per liter, which is the Zim dollar component. And if we convert that into the US dollar, you discover that we're still below $1 US. So, really, figuratively speaking, it is really unfair to say that things have really, really gone up. Like, for example, if you say bread is $9, at the current rate now of 1:16, it means that bread is less than a dollar US, like real US dollar that you use in America or anywhere else. So, if we look at it that way, and then we'll begin to see another way of reasoning things out of this. What we need to be speaking about is saying, why are we not yet aligning our earnings according to this rating that we actually have? If somebody, say, in a supermarket is earning $300, that was US dollars, why are they not then saying $300 multiplied by the current rate, which is 1:16, then you get the actual money that they're supposed to earn now in the Zimbabwe dollar context. And in that way, things will start making sense.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Let's bring in Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Baba Ngwenya, akumpendule khonapho ngamafutshane. Kulomunye umuntu obambileyo khona becingweni. Yeah, qhubeka baba.
Yeah, very bad. Now, siyazi phela ukuthi vele abantu bezanu phela bazadinga nje isizathu sokuba belokhu beyichasisa ziyathengisela nje ukuthi abakavumi ukuthi uhulumende wabo lo uyehluleka. Akulalizwe lingakhwela ipetro ivingi laviki lokhu kwela ipetro, kutho ukuthi bele kuyatshengisela ukuthi kabakaqophi kuhle ukubusa kwabehlula.
Ye, so-ke sizokuthiwa silo muntu ecingweni lapha-ke kungabe kumba
aiwa tinokuchingamidza yini nemufaro siTabitha Manyoni. Hello.
Hello, Muritei.
Aiwa tiri wadi tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ah, tinoti ngachiti happy birthday.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Ah, chokwadi. Ah, zvinhu zvakaoma kunyika kunoku marwadzo chaiwo.
Chii chiri kuitika?
Sepamutengo apa tizoti zvichagumira nekupi kozi zviramba zvichingokwira every day. Prezero ranhasi asi uya unozoona iriko mangwana zvee zvatochinja. Saka zvinhu zvacho zviri kurwadza zvokuti mari checho haichatombokwani pamwe bedi pamwe nzi tapuwa ma 70 million bond pamwe ndoti zvingatoite kozi mari ati kupuwa ma 600 yazuda checho yangokwana kutenga lofreji imwe nedholi zvatovharana.
Saka tiri kuona nhasi tanzwa kuti mutengo wemafuta ekufambisa wakwira. Ko zvimwe zvakadai semichovha zviri kufamba sei? Tambotaura nevamwe kuBulawayo vachiti pavanga vava kudzokera kumba nhasi vatowanikwa ivo vachitadza kuti vatore muchovha nekuti wakwira.
Vanototiwafiwa vakakwira votokwira. Isusu keduwo vanombotiwo $3 kana uchipinda mutown kudzokawo nyenge wakunzi 4-5. Saka inonhasi pandapinda mutown ndikatsvaga keshi ndakwira hangu ne4 pakudzoka ndopana ndi $5. Saka vanongoti tikuifambirana nezviri kuitika munyika nezvavo mafambisiro avanozviita.
Kana muchiti mamuri kutsvaga keshi, inotsvagwa kupi keshi?
Anana mutown unotsvaga keshi kune vanopa vemichael keshi, vanhu vanoti makeshi auto evanhu vanokangana ndanotsvaga kuti ndiwanewo keshi but kwese natendiratoni yese ndaishayiwa keshe chingonzi hatina. Saka ndobva ndazopatsira ndizongodzoka kause vevova vekutaa ndiwa nombopowo keshi. Saka navanhu vachovesa mwachingoti hatina inenge iri muko keshi.
Aiwa mashoko makuru, kuti tinokutendai anti kunge manga muinesu. Tiri kunzwa kuti naDonald Mamboma. Mukoma Donald, pindai tinzwi.
Asera sei, happy birthday ndemazenda.
Aiwa tinotenda, taurai tinzwi.
Ndau mhosi angu kuti dzei vachangobva sisi vachangobva mukutaura Tabitha. Nyika yedu yakangooma mbuvisiki mazeka zvanizvo kuti zvichanaka sei kana kuti riini.
Nyika
ine vanhu vanoteerera, vanhu vanokoshesa zvinhu, tane basa resimbi dzinonedza vanhu vatungamiri vedu nevanotitonga vari mberi.
Saka munoona mutungamiri wenyika vachizotaura chii mangwana? Tinoona vane state of the nation.
Handipooni pasiona yava achiadhiresa vangukwana, handipooni pane chitachi chataukwa. Ndozvo zvatangogara tichingohwa nezvatangogara tichiziva. Nokuti chinodiwa paka kuimplimenta mike kitongoramba chitaura problem sesolution. Vanoda kuti paimplimenti zvacho zvavanonge vachitaura ndozvavanofanga kuti vazadzi kitongoramba chitaura nezvaakugara chingotaukwa izvozvo. Kuti chakirika mabasa chakirika vachiyazodai chiadai hatina chatinoona pagiraundi. Ngavakiriti vatiudze. Hatidi kuudzawo zvichiakirira mabasa, ngaakiridwe mabasa tizozoona kuti mabasa avapo, but havana kana clu
vanhuvatinakana
ndo vakakireta maproblems aya. Saka hatifungi kuti tine basiro ratingambowana kuvanhu ivavo, hapana kana basiro, kungotambisawo nguva seyazvionerio
kuteerawo
izvere dzinohatina zvatingazvita.
Aiwa tinokutendai chaizvo,
hapana chinobuda tetemas.
Ehe, tinokutendai mukoma, muve nezuva rakanaka. So Gibbs, we're hearing there from Tabitha and Donald, who are also echoing the same sentiments that they don't see anything coming out of SONA tomorrow. And Tabitha is actually saying she tried to use the EcoCash cash out system, but she could not get any money. And from what we're seeing, I saw something online where they were saying something like, there's been a ban, but I cannot substantiate that. We will look further into it and then come back and inform our viewers and our listening.
Yes, this is Okutake Slow Monte Kuen Lapa. But before I take that caller, there is a story on Zim, on ZPC Online, and it reads in part, ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration, Comrade Opet Mpofu, says the party is considering converting the Blue Roof residence to a museum or monument for the benefit of the party. So this means that maybe ZANU-PF Marvelous is moving towards getting its property from the Mugabe family. So we are not quite sure. Maybe we are going to update the story as it unfolds.
The story seems to be very fluid, Gibbs, yes. Because mm-hmm. the Minister of Information have also tweeted out something. But take mm-hmm. your guess while we are pulling out.
So we have
they are saying something different. So there are two different views. But we'll come back to you. You can take your guess.
So now, Sibuyele Kubaba uRejoice Mngwenya. Kumbe ngisenga kayi uRejoice Mngwenya. Baba Joseph Chuma uzwile lapha abantu bakhuluma. Abaningi bathi even state of the nation address iyayenziwa kusasa yokuchitha isikhathi nje siyakwazi ukuthi lesikhathi esilutshwane ulathi khonapha. Sicela uphose lakho khonapha.
Well, state of the nation address izaba khona kusasa.
Mhm.
So into ekhathe kule ukuthi kona abantu basilaleleni isizwe wena umongameli uyabe isiphatheleni.
Mhm.
Kulokuzeni into yethu leyo ukuthi kona into iviningi ingayenzakala sesihle sisola into embi kakhulu loluhlazo esintini sethu akwazi kube khona angathi uthatha ngabe lokho asiyekeleni into ibuye even laba singizwe yami bathi we cross the bridge when we get there and manje thina sesigijimela ukuthi sesihle sisilokuza singakezwe lokuthi utheni and uthi uza kuthini asimelelene akhulume angakhuluma ke hawu sesingafaka iprogramu lesikhuluma ukuthi hawu limzile uthe hayi lokhu kuyabambeka hayi lokhu akubambeki then sesingakhuluma into ezaba nomkanjo ezayenza kube lesi sinde sizekwazi ukuthi sivela ngaphi siya nga.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke sizathi sikukhulule khona manje ngoba ucelile ukuthi ube khona number four umzuzu emlutshwane sibongele kakhulu ungathola kusasa baba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu to the lady over there.
Thank you very much. Maybe give to just update. There is a tweet by the Minister of Information that came in 57 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
It says both ZANU-PF and the government are led by one principal, president, and then they say that E.D. Mnangagwa, his position regarding properties which are due to be transferred to the family of the late comrade R.G. Mugabe is that he will honor the commitments he made. These properties will be transferred as planned. So it's a developing story. It's I think it's like the burial.
Yeah.
So we'll now keep you posted.
Mugabe is still alive. So let's have Ubaba Sekcingwane sizothumbani. Ngibani ikhola kolapha ecingweni kunjani?
Yebo, inkomo.
Yebo inkomo linjani?
Hayi ngaphila ngisebuthwana.
Yeyibizo mbani inkomo?
Ucamington okwankomo.
Cumington akusitshela ukuthi wena ukubona njani khonoku ukuthi intengo yamafutha ezimoto ihlala ikhuphuka nje mahlayana uzokuthiwa ngomvulo kunje kunje njalo le state of the nation address 1 minute akugoqele khonoku sizwe.
Ye ngiyalizwa baba lokhu ukukhuphuka kwentengo ezezimbabwe ezamafutha eyi into ebuhlungu kakhulu uyakwazi mnumzana ngobana kokunye singamsola uyabona singamsola the late president kokunye esingeke sikhulume ngakho kathe sibathe okusolwa ngabantu ukuthi ha no wayengasilo qhawe but xa sesifika kuzona lezi izinto ezifana lazona lezi no umongameli umgabe wayekwanisa ukuzicontrola lezi zinto but okwakaphesi lokhu asisakwazi ukuthi uhamba njani sesinezicabangela ukuthi kumbeni ukuphela kwezinto okwenzakala izinto lezi zabofuweli kwenziwa yikuthi maybe mhlazana bakhona bakahulumende abadla ngakho kumbeni belabo belawo ama-filling station yikho sesikucabangela ngoba they don't control abacontroli abalandaba bayazithulela nje izinto zikhwele namhla zikhwele kusasa.
So pho kwenziweni kulale state of the nation address ubona ani uyayethula nomongameli kona
lokho siyinhlala yenza vele kulanto angayitho nje ngokukhwela kwezinto into azayikhuluma nje vele ngikukhuluma khonoko ukuthi uvela cela nje ukuthi ama-sanctions akhitshwe watso esikhambela lamanga watso so hayi vele kakula akulanto esingayikhangelela enhle njengakhulunywa nguye amboni maybe kungaba khona uyabe sokutshintshile singaseyiyo ZANU-PF esiyaziyo kodwa nxa iZANU-PF esiyaziyo kakula nto azayi-addressa nje etshengisa ukubana ingangenele ukhuphukeni kwezinto.
Hayi ke kuyazwakala sibonge kakhulu nkomo ungathina kusasa baba. Yeah, so Mr. Nkomo is saying that, you know, so there may be some government affiliates or some people who are linked to the government that are benefiting from this economic chaos. So he says it will continue until things get out of hand. So he says this is very bad, you know.
Yes, let's take a caller. Hello, Mkoma Courtney.
Yes, Tete Nadra Gibbs, Masura Sey.
Safira Fort, Magadi.
I want to be with Jani Nat.
Nice guy. Taura and your teens.
Yes. Mangwana Daiku is pretty. Mangu Taras was really Mazira, Pulla, Mazarem, Mazarem, Mazarem. Who was here in DC to attend DC? Kubosi, our Chinese Mangwan. Turn out Zunga as well as the Unako, Roman, one is double than Tambra.
Aiwa.
Then the Camero Jarabu Paris was double and two thousand. Silva Marine Forest, Rupert Chimadar, Nana Marie.
Mangam Shiva Badder Samari. Mam Shiva Badder Samari.
I am a full price bond, you are, but Manda Rosa would have very taken action. No, I don't believe that the door are not 200 grand, the room. Yes, as now we are with the lands, could be a day, even if we need to play here on other. I would be budgeted. Because from Sasha and Tumani Bachiran, as far as the one, that is why you are not going to be able to do that with you.
Aiwa, mashoko makuku tu anjadzi muve nezuva rakanaka. Thank you so much. We're hearing there from a caller who says he feels that tomorrow, instead of the address, the president should just say, I give up.
Let's bring in an economic expert.
You know, give up the power to the opposition, he says. But there's Simeon Banda who had asked me to say hello. He says, we have a big fan on radio called Baba B. Ndevulani. Sakanzi Baba B Ndevulani kana makateerera ndanzi ndikumhoresei na Simeon Banda. I hope kuti muri right kwa muri ikoko.
Yes. Let's bring in Mr. Joyce Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, I think we are hearing people saying a lot of things here, and you're an expert in these economic things, issues. So looking at where the country is heading to, you know, are you happy that one day things will come right? The president is addressing the nation tomorrow. You know, give us your take on this.
Well, look, I listening to the colleagues and citizens, I want to call it the state of distress address, SODA, because this is supposed to be a speech of carnival proportions. The speech that brings hope and excitement and energy to the industry, and but it always comes with bad tidings. So we really so distressful just thinking about it. So my humble opinion, guys, is that our president does not know the state of the nation. We don't know the inflation figures. We don't know the state of the foreign reserves in the Reserve Bank. We don't know the level of unemployment. We don't know how many companies are closing. We don't even know how many citizens are outside the country. So what state does, you know, who told him that information? Where does he get it from? So we are like just a space shuttle that is rushing to the space, and we are heading towards the black hole. And unfortunately, the citizens are right. This president tomorrow should simply say, look, I want to thank you very much for supporting me, but I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm going to give up. But of course, we know that is not possible. So it is important for the president to be honest and say things as they are, that things are not in a good state. Zimbabweans should now prepare themselves for bad things to come. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel.
How honest is a politician? Can you come out clean on the statistics in terms of, you know, the inflation rate and all those kind of things?
Look, this is why the taxpayers are paying Zimstats. They are paying, the Reserve Bank governor. They are paying the Minister of Finance. These people are paid to say the facts as they are. Because even if you conceal the facts, there are so many sources, the IMF staff monitoring program, the World Bank, the Zimcord, there are hundreds of civil society organizations, think tanks, even Steve Anke, at the university in Washington. The people know the facts. So if you are hiding the facts, you are concealing the facts, and they are the president, you are simply bringing your own name into disrepute, and nobody's going to trust you. So it's unfortunate that he's not going to say the fact, like the gentleman says, don't tell us that you are going to create jobs, you are going to sign more mega deals. Tell us how these deals have added quality of life to the Zimbabweans. Tell us how many jobs are being created. So I'm afraid that in our president is not going to be having the fact, and he's going to be telling more and more lies.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. I think we've got a caller, Marvelous.
Uh-huh. Hello, caller.
Yeah, I'm told to talk to Baba George. Hey, Baba George, what's your name, Baba?
I'm going to
yeah, it's my name, George.
Mzizi, Baba.
Yeah, Mzizi, how would you go to when I'm going to work ubona nkhamba njani sibaba
yes uzana duwe ngombono wami ngibona ngani eZimbabwe lapha kulokunzima obukhulu kabi ngibona kulokunzima obukhulu kabi undodela ngibona athe sesifilweni ngibona ngani kuza mthatha isikhathe ukuthi ilungise lelani lizwe leliya
utsho ngani
ngoba ngathi ngiyakhangela kaphezulu ngizibuza ukuthi njengoba yabona umuntu umkhono wekhaya uyile ambona ukuthi uzakwanisa ukuwulungisa ngombono wami nje nxa ngiwubona
ulale State of the Nation Address kusasa Baba Mzizi yazi State of the Nation Address isikhathi esiqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi umongameli atshele ilizwe ukuthi kambe kume njani khonapho uyabe sethula lokulalelwa ngabantu kwamanye amazwe uza kwethulani wona ngombono wakho
heyi mina ngombono wami ukuthulani ndoda kule mazwe ngamlalela nje amboni ukuthi kulento engayithula nje ongalalelwa ngabanye abantu nje ngendlela abantu abayazi ngayo ilizwe lethu ukuthi le lime njani alilanto engiyibona ekuhamba kahle
so
akulanto ongayitshela abanye amazwe nje abangakulalela yona umuntu kahle
so uthi State of the Nation Address vela incedile uthi uvini lekhaya akusoze kuncede lutho lokho
hayi umbono wami vela amboni ukuthi ungancedani ngalapha
pho kumele kwenziweni Baba Mzizi kumele kwenziweni phela ilizwe ngelakho phela
ilizwe lelangelethu lelana uyazi ukuthi ngombono wami nje ngaliyani iphathi khona uleyanngephathi le khona kuleyani amboni ukuthi kulelizwe nje noma bahamba bengapa emhlanganweni kanje wathe sabhelethe emelika khonalo amboni ukuthi kulo mhlangano nje abangawekhuluma into ephinde iziwe ngabanye abantu nje kusabuse leyani iphathi ekhona leya yona le khona iphathi la ngaphandle singaze sinkungaba ngcono nje singatshintsha iphathi kungenye iphathi nje engakhuluma noma kusemhlangane nje ncinci ngakhuluma khona kungazwakala ilizwi labo lingazwakala not ilezi kiyo kathesi le
so wena
ngiboni ukuthi khona ongayilalela liphathi le
so wena kungathiwa lungisa ilizwe leZimbabwe Baba Mzizi uyayenzani ngakho
yebo baba
ungenzani ngakho
ubona mina ungathiwa lungiselela ilizwe leliyana ye ngikwenye ngimele not ngikuphathi liyana ekhona lesekhaya ngikwenye nje iphathi nje ngaphuma ngephandle kwamazwe nje ngiyecela uncedo ngiyebiza nje ama-investors ukuthi bebuye ekhaba ezolungisa nje kathesi ngazungisa ama-investors kungale iphathi ekhona le kunzima kubantu okazi kathesi ngaba i-investi kwi-outside the country bethola ukuthi yona ihulumende ibona ifuna 53% yona i-investi isiphuma lani 47% uyabona into zakhona ngeke zibalanse
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu ungadinalo kusasa
Ngiyabonga
kakhulu baba. So he says the only solution to Zimbabwe is to get rid of the ruling party.
Mm-hmm.
Says you can do anything in life, but if ZANU-PF is still there, you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will listen to them. They'll do what they want, and then the country will go down.
Yes, let's take a look at what people are saying. Panopa Facebook page, Eduye VOA, Shona Pane Sibangani, Ntlovarukuti, True Caller, Ronald Bamo, Arukuti, Anzi, President ED, wakundikana kutonga nyika itopfeni edu Hilda Mkoman. Zimbabwe is not going anywhere with this government because the only solution is to give the resignation, that's all. Mkoma Simeon Nebanda ndo vangavari kukumbira lele kutiti Moresa Shamwari yavo. Tafatava Moresa, vavati we big fan ye Studio 7, tawa Moresa. Ronald Bamu. Anzi, ai washuri kuitwa nehurumende hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Pochi Kozho, anzi pakaipa varume nyika iyi yave kutyisa. Ukataura unofa, ukanyarara unofa, ukachema unofa. So he's saying he really doesn't know what to do. If you speak up, something is going to happen to you. If you don't speak up, something is going to happen to
and
you.
We've got a caller.
So he's literally saying, you know, this is what's going on.
He says you better shut up, right?
Yeah.
I think we've got a caller.
Hello, caller. Hello?
Oh, yes. So I'm told we have got to use the choice Ngwenya. Rige. So, Baba Ngwenya,
Timbuwafunza, kutiva Ngwenya, munoona pane chinobuda here. Pane zvichataurwa navamunangagwa mangwana, tichinzwa zviri kutaurwa nevari kufona, vari kutaura mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika.
Kuti akutaura kuti munhu anogona kutaura anditi vakuru vakati muroma wedzari gwene negwizi asi chikondeso kuti pakuda chokwadi nekuti mukanyatsotarisa hurumende yacho havana zvavanoziva ukabvunza kuti vanhu vasina mabasa vangane havazivi ukabvunza kuti kumutengo wemari inflation havazivi kumari chaiyo maus dollar maforeign reserve ari mureserve bank mari havazivi mari iri kucirculator havazivi maindastry akavharwa havazivi saka ivo zvavanenge vachitaura munangagwa zvovanenge vataurwa navai kudywa nani saka kungotaura chovaroti vanhu vana vezimbabwe tatarisana nedambudziko kana kuti ndatadza basa ndomusiya kana kuti takutongoshinga takungorarama tangomirira kuti kuda mwari angatibatsira asi sekusemaone rangu handifungi kuti vachataura chinhu chinovaka nokuti havata hapana zvavanoziva
aiwa mashoko makukutu Gibbs.
Yeah, so Mr. Ngwenya, what's the solution to all this? There's one caller who said remove ZANU-PF.
No, look, I hear people talking about ZANU-PF resigning, and it's not going to happen. I mean, these guys have no conscience. They are going to keep on, regurgitating the same old lies they've been telling us, creating false stories, a facade of hope. So the Zimbabwean citizens, we now have to be prepared to do things for ourselves. If you're expecting ZESA in your house, you're not going to get it. Just go solar. If you're going to expect water, it's not going to come. Just go for a ball. If you're going to, this is now the time to survive on your own. And I think we have lost faith in government, and we can no longer trust them. So anything they're going to say is going to be lie. It's time for own survival.
Yes, ya kuzwa kakhulu ke baba Joyce Ngwenya. Sifisa ukubikela abantu ukuthi ke esikubona kuphuma khona manje singathi kuphuma ku Twitter ku Ministry of Information ikuthi ke bakhiphe umbiko okuthi ibadlale ezana PF lohulumende balomuntu oyedwa onguyokhokela ilizwe. Ngakho ke nqabe bona ngokwenzakala ngama properties ezana PF bathi ke bawudungisa kunoku ukuthi ile i blue roof yangaphansi kwa Mongameli Moyi Robert Mugabe iyahanjiswa ke emulini yakhe. So ke lokhu kulandela ke okwethulwe iZBC online ebike ukuthi hayi ke iBlue Roof kukhanya ngazani ke izathathwa yenziwe imuseum. Lingakuphambanisi lokhu phele lemausoleum. Anekhumbula imausoleum ekhona ngale nesaeka. So kuhambelani lokhu. So lapho bathi bakwenza kube imuseum kodwa ngapha ke information ministry to hatch. Lapha ke there's only one center of power.
We haven't heard that word in a very long time.
Center of power. So here is it. So it came out in a certain way.
Yes.
One principle, one president. Mr. Ngwenya, if ever one government is doing such kind of a thing, what's the impact of this economically on the lives of people, the economy itself, and everything, you know?
Well, look, I mean, this one center of power thing, you know, if there was one center of power, how is it that the proper center of power, which was meant to bury Mugabe, as Yeros Eka finally succumbed to the other centers of power? So it just simply shows you that we are being run by a government that is full of people that are contradictory, they are confused. There is no shared vision within ZANU-PF. And this is why the country is in what it is. This is why this is the only country in the world where fuel prices increase every Monday, like the London Stock Exchange. So this is the only country where citizens do not know which currency. We don't know whether it is RTGS or bonds. I mean, this country is supposed to be closed, to be shut down, and people reconfigure and reset. So we are in a state of what we are because we are being run by a government that is totally confused, and it's very unfair to the citizens of Zimbabwe.
Yeah, so akuchaya ngesinto sibili wona bona njani konoko ukuthi abanye bathi i blue roof ikumele ukuthi ithathwe libandla lenza lokufunayo lokhu kubikwa ke iZBC online ekhotha ke umnumzana Obed Mpofu kuzobuya ke iMinister of Information ikhuluma okwayo isiyale. so ke kono kunxasikhangela kutshoni
ikolo ungazunandelela ukuthi nxa uMr. Mugabe esewaphumelela ukuthi athathe umkakhe ayemfihla ayemgcina ekhaya kutsho ukuthi sezivele sephokuqala lo hulumende akwethuthi ngoba vele bathi bona izwi liyani lakusekukamgabe ngiyezani uPF. So njengokubona kwami mina vele yikho okuzakwenzakala bazabaxotsha khona le babatshele izizathu eziningi-ningi. Ye nxa izwi yezanu p f kayisetshenziswa kwizanu p f kodwa kuyasithengisela nje mfowethu ukuthi uhulumende wethu lo hhayi bayabhayiza abalungisanga izinto zabo kuhle yikho ilizwe lokuthi ingakhanya ngathi lokhu lihambe emadakeni sibuswa ngabantu abavele bephambana ingqondo.
Aiwa Gibbs, kutora kwa tatu kuita pane na urwa za tatu kubwa kuona padande mtande parizu nupanyaya ye imba yeva imbo wa mtunga miru wenyika wa Robert Mugabe kwa vai garane mzimai wavo ku Blue Roof. Taona ZBC News Online ishitaura iyo mazgue kuti Zanu PF Secretary for Administration ava Obet Mpofu varu kuti ivo party ye Zanu PF iri kufunga iyo kuti imba iye Blue Roof itwe museum kana monument in chazo batira party. Tikaona Minister of Information ichiunzo zvinyorwa zvayo 1 hour ago ichiti both Zanu PF and the government are led by one principal president, yeah, one center of power yadzoka zvakare. Hanzi vamunangagwa vachaenderera mberi vachiita zvido zvemhuri yekwaMugabe vachaenderera mberi vachitransfer zviri kuitika izvi. Saka Minister of Information yabva yauya ichitaurawo kuti iyo President Mnangagwa vachaenderera mberi nekuita matransfers apa. Saka tiri kuona pari kutatsura napa Gibbs. There seems to be some kind of power play.
Another G40, eh?
I don't know.
I think we've got Mr. Dingmozi Budi. He's a member of parliament. He comes from Plumtree. Welcome to the program, Mr. Budi. Basekulu, can you hear me? Mr. Dingmozi Budi, can you hear me?
There's a call that just dropped.
What is that again? Yokai Kumbo. Yokai Kumbo, Kunjan. Hello, Kumbo. How are you?
Ngibuka umhlaba esiphila kuwo wonke nje kungabukwanga iZimbabwe kuphela. Ubani oona ezomnotho vele? Ngoba ithi into kinomqondo emqondweni wami iAmerika ungayakhona ibuswa nguDonald Trump omanye umhlangano nawo shona le. Kanti kwenziwa yini ukuthi yena angabi nazo iy'nkinga uDonald Trump? Kho-ke manje ukuthi umhlaba ukona ngabawuphethe kulelo khona abakulo angiboni ukuba iqiniso eZimbabwe ukuthi into zilunge ngokwe-economy, ngoba after that nakhona some problems will come in continue. There is no solution to planet Earth. Ibuka ukuthi akukhulunywa nje iqiniso ngeizanu kumbe ngu-MDC kumbe ngumtampara kumbe ubani abayokhothamela lo ona umnotho kuphela avukele umhlangano ungene ezweni kubeke nje impilo kuhlangano kusiya phambili. Ngoba ngifuna ukutshela mfowethu, ngine South Africa mina where the economy is far much better than Zimbabwe, as we all know. Right?
Yeah.
Kuney'nkinga zakhona la ezinzima kabi ezingasuka umphansi. Ngibuza ukuthi mabe kuthi kuyiqiniso ukuthi eZimbabwe izani ihlele ukuthi ishaya abantu, kanti labo bulala be-KZN bedubulana be-ANC waye kungavali umnotho wabo. Nala eSouth Africa kuney'nkinga eziningi eziningi. Nami kune-state of inquiry lapha esoluzuma la egoli nayo iveze ezindaba ezinzima zabo ukuthi ma zingavele eZimbabwe. I want to believe opposition parties will then clap hands and say this is what we've been telling you. But the solution is never with the politics. Those politicians abaendi bayokhothamela usathane, sathane afake imali abantu badule bonke
usathane. Ngophi lo? Ngophi usathane wangola lo?
Usathane uyophetha imali uphela uba hey, awubuza amakholo lapho uthi avele eBhayibhile afika afunde uMathewu usathatha uthi kuJesu zwana wena bawufuna ngukho umhlaba lo ngokugcwala kwawo uyabona lo mhlaba ugcwele kanjani kusho uSathane. Uthi uSathane bawufuna nje ngukuphe ngikhothamela ungakhothamela ngizakuphi. UJesu wala ukhothamela uSathane wahlala umntakankulunkulu wazi wayo nahlele logo elilodwa nje qha. So ezimapho nje mabefuna umkhono omulunge futhi nakhona ngekulunge ipresident president I know for a fact but ukuza kwenza kube ngcono ngokomkhono ngifuna ukustressa leyo point abakhothabela usathani abusa abantu afaka usathani kube nengozi lalobo bibobona kuphela la eSouth Africa abekhuluma mawungakwenza i-interview nabantwana abasevarsity abamasters eSouth Africa lapha ama college la
yes yakuzwa
you'll understand the corruption and the confusion the satanism that runs those institutions
hayi sesikuzwile baba hayi sikuzwile sibilisibonga
kakhulu ngizama nje ukuthi nje sivivanele ngithi there is no solution that will come from man solution to planet earth is when sin is done away with that one is the only solution okunye sikhona namadame that's the solution
Thank you so much, Baba. If you want to have money, you have to look somewhere else and not, you know, these good things about politicians. So now I think Mr. Dingumuzi Phuthi is back. Mr. Phuthi, welcome to the program. Hello, Baba Phuthi, uyangizwa? Baba Phuthi, uyangizwa kumbe awungizwa? Yeah, his line is really bad. So,
kwazisa vari pano tina Godfrey Chirochierwa ari kuti please call me vaisa number dzavo po Chikozho vari pano vari kunyoro vari pano Simeon Banda Andrew Beverly Godfrey Chirochierwa atinyora zvakare tinotenda vese vari pa live feed yedu pari zvino uyezve kune avo gogo vanata vari kuti anzi ED akataura mangwana mark my words vanhu vanovhunduka ka saka ndokutaura kuri kuita gogo vanata kuti vanhu vachavhunduka mangwana pachataura vamunangagwa asi tinotenda vese vari pa live feed yedu pari zvino uyezve vangwenya kana muchiripo panhare
ndiripo
tombotarisa zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi panyaya yekuti ZBC inoburitsa zvimwe Ministry of Information yoburitsa zvimwe chii chiri kumboitika apa
zvo zvinongoratidza kuti vanhu vachawana kurongeka tongorangira kamba mazuva ainzi vamugabe vachavigwa kunational hero seka vamwe voti aiwa vanoenda kumusha vamwe voti hamheno vanoenda kupi zvinongoratidza kuti pava nekupokana nekusanzwisisana pakati pevanhu vanotonga hatikanakana imba yechinhu ndeyezano hazvichamisi kuti vampofu vari kutoita vacho vari kuti aiwa haimba iyo hatakutoitora nekuti vazvidziva kanditi vangaira kuti center of power yacho vange vachiti vamugabe ngavaende kuhero seka vari kuvakirwa museum zvaramba saka hanzi matizvidza matituka saka ndotoona fanika zvirikutaurwa vamupofu ichokwadi nekuti vagumbuka nokuti mai mugabe vateedzera zvavanoda havana kuteedzera center of power yavamunaga kuezanu pefu
bata henye makadaro mukoma Godfrey makadii
nofara here sisika
mongoti gaga nguva yedu yadyanana ndimi kola wedu wekupedzisira
okay hai ndongoona zvangu sekuti zvaakuitwa izvi nehurumende yedu zvatozvoudzvanyiriri zvekuti waakutora zvimwe zvinhu zvawaakutora kutanzi zvinofanira kuita zvehurumende handi aipersonal property here
aiwa ichokwadi mhenu kana muine zvekutaura zvakare pamusoro pekukwira kwemafuta tibva tapedzisa
ya ini handiko zvangu kuzimbabwe zvangu ndirikungonzwa zvangu kuti mafuta akwira nhasi asi zvacho zviri kuangira kuoma manjizi
aiwa tinobonga mashuma mukoma muve nezuva rakanaka
ya tinotenda
bye-bye Gibbs, our caller there was just commenting on the last information we shared from ZBC and from the Ministry of Information. So he was saying, but what they're trying to do is not right because that property should be belonging to the Mugabes. And then he's just saying, yeah, the situation of the, you know, hiking fuel prices disturbs him, much. Even if he's not in the country.
Yes. And sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Independent political and economic commentator Michael Ndiweni, former Member of Parliament Joseph Chuma, and independent economic commentator Mr. Rejoicing Ngwenya. We thanks also to our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Papa Zimbabwe.
Aiwa tinotenda vese vari pa live feed yedu pa regional boys jaya guru arti vanhu vari kushupika tete. Thank you very much. Totenda vese vari ku live stream anezu mozi azvokuita zvinyai pakanzi share. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muno mu Washington.